May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Hymn number 30.
Thank you. Let us read from the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, from chapter 4. Two Corinthians, chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, we need venturing faith. O, wilt thou grant it unto us amidst the strivings of unbelief that rage within? Oh, wilt thou enable us to prostrate ourselves before thee and to come with reverence and yet with expectation, hoping still in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon Calvary's tree. O Lord, we are but sinful worms, puny creatures before the great, holy, eternal God of heaven and of earth. And what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou shouldest visit him? O Lord, what cause we have for thankfulness to realize that way hath been made, even that open way into the Holy of Holies. O, again we pray, Lord, thou knowest our feelings in these things. We pray for venturing faith amidst all the corruptions of our heart, amidst all the sinful inclinations of our mind, amidst even those temptations, Lord, with the suggestions of the adversary. Oh, do thou enable us to come. We cannot, oh, we cannot but as thou shalt enable us. Yet, Lord, thy word declares, Lord Jesus Christ, thou thyself didst say, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Lord, hast thou not those here this evening laden, even heavy laden, couching betwixt those burdens, even grace and providence, their spirit bowed down within them? Lord, grant, we pray, all that renewed strength now at this evening hour, as once again we come into thine earthly court, We pray, Lord, that there may be that imparting of strength. Strength in the inner man. That strengthening of faith. That enlivening of hope. That looking again unto thy holy temple. We ask thy blessing, Lord, upon that which hath been attended to thus far this day. Oh, we would that it might be known that thy word hath not fallen unheeded to the ground, but that it hath had free course and shall be glorified. We pray, Lord, if indeed thy word has been spoken, shall it not be that it shall be that in thine hand to perform that thou hast determined. O Lord, so remember this little flock, we pray. Grant unto them thy rich blessing, those blessings that are not alone for time, but for eternity. Say unto their souls, I am thy salvation. Remember any, Lord, who may come merely to satisfy conscience. Any, Lord, who may have come at the morning hour and now are thankful not to have to attend the means of grace again on thy day. Oh, Lord, our heart yearns for such. Thy work we implore. Thy blessing we seek. That such may be brought into concern. In a deep concern. They may tremble before the majesty of heaven. That their desire may even be with Saul of Tarsus. What wilt thou have me to do? So remember, Lord, such we pray. And whilst we think of them, O Lord, we think of the wanderers. May there be yet many a prodigal that shall return, even unto their father's house. O grant, we pray, that some word spoken in time past may yet be resurrected, that power might be known in their soul, though they cannot explain it, yet that unsettled feeling, work it in their hearts, we pray. They scarce know what they want, but may it be this they know, they want their God. Remember early seekers, we pray thee, those tender ones. Oh, preserve us, Lord, from saying aught that shall discourage them. But, likewise keep us, that we sow not those pillows under the armpits, giving them presumption. Oh, Lord, how tender is that work. May we not trample, as it were, upon those little plants. May grace be given, Lord, to pray for such, and in that which is appointed even to tend for such. And so may they hear the word with profit. Others, Lord, who may be now, feelingly, having received, as they hope and trust, in time past some portion, and yet now, in the wilderness, in the barren place, cast down, dejected, forlorn. Lord, we pray, for such, that thou wouldst put thine hand again to that work, renew their strength and lead them to Zion's holy hill. Oh Lord, we have to say and feel it. We cannot keep alive our own souls. We would make it that petition. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Lord, we tremble as we go further, yet go we must, according to thy word. Let thy judgments help me. Lord, oh, grant us to put on the whole armour of God. Oh, help us to believe that these sore afflictions and these burdens carried have but one purpose, but to bring glory to thy great and holy name in that working out of the purposes of thy grace toward thine. We do ask, Lord, for those that have received thy word, that there may be that renewing and that confirmation given of the precious promises applied. How often it is they're forgotten, they're covered over, even as with Jonah in the fish's belly, unbelief as those weeds wrapped about his head. Gracious God, we pray there may be, a setting free, a bringing forth. Oh, may the word be spoken as was spoken unto Lazarus. Loose him. Let him go. Lord, we pray, for this work amongst this people and in Zion at large. May there not be merely a coming and going, whilst we would encourage it for being in the way. Thou hast oftentimes been pleased to meet with such. May there be a deep desire, a longing for the truth. We ask, Lord, great things, for indeed it is against nature, and that we know. A heart deceitful is ours, desperately wicked. No better than they that around Calvary's tree did cry, crucify him, crucify him. Oh Lord, with shame we confess it, with weeping we acknowledge it. Oh, remove the hardness, the coldness, the marbleness of our hearts, we beseech thee, and grant us that softness and that warmth within. We think of those disciples, and Lord, 'tis the evening hour, the evening of thy day, and didst thou not go unto such, even upon that resurrection day? And didst thou not meet with them, commune with them? Oh Lord, abide with us, we pray, now, this evening hour, and may our hearts warm. May, those rich beams of thy love penetrate within. And may there be that transformation felt by such, Lord, that have confessed and do confess. They nothing are, they nothing have, but that their all is bound up in the Lamb. Oh, send not those, Lord, that lie beside the pool. Send them not empty away. Oh, may it be, Lord, even now, this evening, thou shalt go to such, even they that have waited those 38 years for thine appearing, have waited thus for the troubling of the water, the moving of thy spirit. Oh, gracious God, wilt thou send them empty away? We would ask, Lord, that it may be ours, as those let down, that one before thee, the one sick of the palsy, may it be ours to pray for such and to lay them down before thee, my prayer and supplication. And so, Lord, we think of our young friends, each and all near and dear unto us by the ties of nature, how we would, Lord, lay them down before thee. Bring them. Didst thou not say, Lord Jesus, unto those troubled ones. Bring him unto me. Oh, didst thou not work that? And didst thou not so speak, go thy way, thy son liveth. Lord, we pray for that life wrought of thy spirit. And we ask, Lord, where the information hath been given, where that hope has been raised, that yet there might be that performance of those things that thou hast spoken. Thus remember those that travail in birth of Zion, the mothers and fathers of Israel. May there be many such, Lord, amongst this congregation. They that wrestle hard day and night for dear ones, Lord, feeling the weight of their souls upon their spirit. Do, Lord, bless this people with that continued ministry of thy word that has been so favorable to this corner of thy vineyard. Oh, gracious God, we pray it may continue, that they may oftentimes feed beneath this vine. We pray for those that hold office. We ask, Lord, for that needed grace to be afforded them continually. And each and all, Lord, as they seek to uphold one another's hands by prayer and supplication. We pray, O Lord, that difficulties may be surmounted, that distresses and disappointments may be sanctified, that those things, Lord, that cause such perplexity, how can these things be, said one of old, and oh, it is the very language of the heart at times, even today, Lord, may such imperplexity know, oh, the unfolding of the purposes of thy grace, the rough made plain and the crooked straight. Meanwhile, oh, grant that walking by faith and not by sight, wherein we cannot trace thee, oh, may we be enabled. Lord, we make it our plea. May we be enabled to trust in thee. Lord, if any feel to be forgotten this day, any feel, Lord, their cases have not been met, they have not been prayed for as others, and by this they do determine that they have no lot or part in these things. They come to that conclusion, as it were, a false conclusion. Lord, we pray, oh, that thy blessing might rest upon each present and those unable to be with us. We think of those through family commitments. Lord, looking after the little ones, the dear little ones, oh, remember them each. And may, Lord, there be a portion for their souls, whether they be in the sanctuary or as they wait upon thee in their homes. And now, Lord, what wait we for? We would not leave the footstool of thy mercy without that plea for thy help nationally in these dark and evil days. Oh, wilt thou raise up, we pray thee, men of morality, integrity, oh Lord, to take the places of responsibility in this land. Corruption abounds. Those things recorded in thy word are so abundantly evident in every strata of society. Oh Lord, we groan as we realize and have brought before our notice those things that are carried on. Lord, we pray that was yet cause there may be those raised up who know what Britain ought to do. Likewise, remember it in our churches, we pray. Grant, O living souls, grant pillars in the courts of the Lord. Grant those stalwarts, we beseech thee. Oh, may there be that known in the assemblies of thy people, that unction of the Holy One, the Savior of Christ. Lord, we beg for it at this evening hour.
Oh, that unction of the Holy One, that savor of Christ in the few things that may be spoken. So hear us and help us. Pardon our every sin. May God, we be so fail in our asking, in our poor breathings. Oh, gracious God, what comfort we would draw from those precious words. Those precious words, your heavenly Father knoweth what things ye have need of. Lord, remember us now. We ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 273. Pensive, doubting, fearful heart, hear what Christ the Saviour says. Every word should joy impart, change thy mourning into praise. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently wilt see thou hast little cause to grieve. 273.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the grace of dependence upon Him, we venture again to the words you'll find in Hebrews from chapter 12, reading the third verse. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. We see again that venerable saint of the Lord standing in that way before those afflicted souls in Zion, those who are ready under Satan's temptations to give up and call no more on Jesus' name. He enlivened for their spiritual profit, would exhort them in their distress, in their affliction, in their low place, to look out of self, to look above the present circumstances, and to think on him, to ponder all that person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that work for sinners which he wrought out in that perfect obedience for their salvation. We spake a little this morning. Oh, I trust unto the Spirit's leading as concerning the characters to whom the word is addressed. They that be wearied and they that faint, and further, they that are coming close to those places, even feeling much wearied and very faint and under those sore temptations, wonder indeed how the scene may end. We read words as recorded in Matthew, he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. The word was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ unto his disciples. He knew what lie before them, what opposition, what persecution, what trial, what sore temptation, what weakness, what weariness should be their lot as they ministered in his name. And for their encouragement, he speaks unto them, yea, telling them that they must endure, but revealing that they that endure unto the end shall be saved. Salvation is not the product of enduring grace, but indeed enduring grace is the fruit of Christ's work in the soul of believers. And any help afforded to these characters must assuredly come from him, as one so aptly expounds it: every grace and every favor comes to us through Jesus' precious blood. This venerable saint, I can almost, as it were, I trust, without being emotional, almost behold him holding up his hands and pointing that way to Christ. And is not that the office of such that fear God and would encourage even the poor and the afflicted in Zion? It is theirs. They have a treasure. It is indeed in a very earthen vessel, and they solemnly feel it, and burdened on account of those weaknesses and infirmities. But, oh, it is theirs to point out that way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He exclaimed, I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Consider him that endured such contradiction. I felt ready to turn from the word. The Lord alone knoweth the burden, the exercise, and the concern as to how we should proceed this evening. But notice these words, such contradiction, beyond anything indeed that we can fully comprehend. As one says, he endured what no tongue can tell to save our souls from death and hell. Consider him, the Lord of life and glory, the Father's eternal Son. He, from the bosom of his Father, from there, from all eternity, came and took our nature, sin accepted. This man of whom you sung this morning, this man, the man Christ Jesus, the very object of true and living faith, consider him. It is not nature's work. It is not, fleshly exercise. Some may consider, they can think on these things and draw profit. I venture to say, it is only as the feet are dipped in oil, as there is that drawing forth from that fullness of Christ, that there can be any profitable understanding of the blessings that flow, yea, from Gethsemane, from Calvary, the blessings that flow from the riven side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses said, show me thy glory. No man can see God and live. A place beside me, the riven side of Christ, that wounded side, the fountain opened. Consider him. Consider him. Such contradictions he endured. Oh, beyond anything that mere mortal man can ever fathom and ever fully comprehend. He, in the purposes of Jehovah, the eternal three ere time began, declared his intent. Lo, here am I, send me. Throughout Scripture, we find there are those evidences of his appearing in one form or another unto the tried, the tempted, in those days under the old dispensation, revealing the truth of those words, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened until it be accomplished. Then in the fullness of time, he appeared. He came forth, yea, and he commenced his ministry, as is recorded in God's holy word. Friend, oh, such contradiction. There was that amongst the Jews which informed them, if that's the right way to express it, that the Messiah should come. This they believed. Many that were that waited, even in that time, as the time drew near, still that number that waited for the consolation of Israel. There'd been much departing, much tradition now beset them in their paths, but there were the faithful few, and these believed, and they waited upon the Lord for his appearing. Now, many rejected him, refused to believe that this one, we spake a little, the despised Nazarene, looked upon in contempt, scorned he was by those Pharisees and the Sadducees and those elders of the temple. This man, they say, this one, even as the multitudes went to those great lengths to take his love, to worship him, this people, they sought to take his life. But fearful they were because of the multitude. They hung back until that time appeared when they should, as they thought, do as they would. Here we have one. Such contradiction. They contradicted him in his words. They sought to catch him in his speech. They reviled him as he drew sinners unto himself. This man, said one, if he knew what a sinner this woman was, would he have consorted with her? Would he have spoken to her? Oh, such is the heart of man. Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. He spake of those debtors. They that are forgiven much, they are they that love much. Such contradiction spoken against by those Pharisees. Proud they were in nature, enjoying, as it were, the praise of men. They saw no beauty in him. They found, nothing there. 'Twas out of the mouths of babes and sucklings those hosannas were proclaimed as concerning Zion's king. Whilst those
that held office looked in contempt. I think of the man whose eyes were opened, one that was born blind, one whom the Lord met and opened his eyes. Do we not read, or have we not known a little of it? The questioning, who was it? Who was it? They would not accept it. The Lord put his hand again to that work, and he saw, he believed. But what contradiction, such contradiction, followed those miracles. Here one and here another. Lord, oh, he healed the blind, gave sight to the blind, he healed the sick and the afflicted. He caused the lame to walk and the poor. Oh, is it not spoken, the poor have the gospel preached unto them? Such contradiction. Friends, it's against reasoning. Oh, the gospel is that which man cannot receive. Their eyes are not open to see, nor their hearts made receptive to the word. Blessed are your eyes if ye see, your ears if ye hear, and your heart if it receives the word of truth. Truly blessed. Oh, what saith the Lord? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Confounded are they that are proud and arrogant and consider not him who came to work this great work of salvation for sinners. Such contradiction. Yea, throughout his ministry, in great part, in as he ministered around those shores of Galilee, in Capernaum, noted as his city. Oh, few, oh, very few there were, in effect, who truly believed in the Lord. Such contradiction. They brought all manner of malice, all manner of opposition against this dear man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Such contradiction. Now, trace again this venerable saint of God. He who truly believed and had suffered much, yea, we read of him, read of him, having spoken of the preaching of the gospel, Paul's sincerity. He believed that he spake. He spake from the heart. He saith, troubled we are on every side, and yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Not altogether, as it were, without hope. I say not altogether without hope. So pitiful is he. So full of compassion. So tender in his mercy toward the Israel of God. He ne'er leaves them without some ray of comfort in those darkest hours. Enlivens their hope to believe in him. Return unto thy rest. Return, O believer, unto thy rest. Consider him. Though trouble now assail and assault thee, oh, think again. Cease, O believer, cease to mourn. Return unto thy rest, return. Why should thy sorrow swell? Though deep distress thy steps attend, thy warfare shall in triumph end. With thee it shall go well. Though troubled now, thy heart abhors, and deep to deep incessant calls. No storm shall injure thee. Thy anchor, once in Jesus cast, shall hold thy soul till thou at last him face to face shalt see. Troubled art thou on every side, perplexed, but not altogether without hope. Persecuted, set at naught, consider him. Such contradiction. I say, see again this saint of God. His delight is to speak of his risen Saviour, who went to the very end of the law for righteousness, who wrought out that robe, that robe of righteousness, who by his sin-atoning blood, the one sacrifice upon Calvary's tree, wrought salvation. Friends, a finished work, a complete work. There's the hope of Israel, the stability of the covenant of God's grace, the perfectness of that one sacrifice, the suitability of that to meet the needs of this people. Consider him. But oh, what did it entail? Deep sufferings. Sorrows beyond comparison to any other. Strong cryings unto his Father. Oh, consider him. Such contradictions. Born in his holy body, upon his holy soul, as he would effect that one work. Friends, it was no easy work. Oh, there's nothing there to be passed lightly over. Consider him. Any sorrow, one saith, in Old Testament scripture. Come see, behold, any sorrow like unto his sorrow. This is the antidote for those faintings and fears that rise within the sinner's heart. Looking unto Jesus, who bore the shame, yea, the iniquity of his people. He bore that they must endure. Were not salvation free for a never-ending eternity? Consider him that endured such contradiction, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Oh, what says one of the hymn writers? There's the cross, the grave. Did he close there? The skies. I am he, said he in holy triumph. I am he that was dead and am alive and have the keys of death and of hell. Look to Jesus. Kind and strong, mercy joined with power, our light affliction. The apostle speaks of it. Friends, it is not an easy thing to say. Indeed, it is against nature.
But oh, think a little. Consider him, his sufferings, our light affliction. He drank the cup. Oh, see him with those disciples at that Passover supper. Oh, there he spake unto the 12. There was that revealed as concerning the one that should betray him. Judas, Satan entered into him. He went out. Friends, those 11, they went with the Lord Jesus Christ that last journey through Jerusalem streets. Scarce as it were a word spoken, and that was spoken, it's so evident on account of the depth of those feelings of one who so spake to comfort his disciples in the midst of his sorrows. But that contradiction of sinners, they falsely accused him, did they not? They spake against him with lies. They sought every manner of ways to bring that against him which should persuade those in authority that he might be crucified. And we find, oh, the contradiction, such contradiction. Pilate said, yea, he had to acknowledge, I find no fault in this man. But the clamor, oh, the clamor of that multitude, they demanded, yea, not Barabbas, but the Lord Jesus Christ. Crucify him, was their language. Away with him. Friends, is it not in our heart? Oh, I speak with shame. Complete and wretched shame, considering those thoughts that so would arise at times. Away with him. We will not have this man to reign over us. But grace, oh, grace works and softens that hard spirit. And that which opposes is made by his almighty power. Nay, the power of his resurrection, we might express it. Oh, it is that which works within to bring, oh, to such to see, oh, the wonders of his grace. In that he went to those great lengths, suffered so, such contradiction of sinners. Yea, behold it in Gethsemane, trace it in the judgment hall, see it upon Calvary's tree. Oh, the wonder, as a lamb led as to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth. When he was reviled, he spake not a word. Such contradiction. Oh, consider him, the very object of faith, our light affliction. Oh, set in such context, revealed in such a way, though deep, we would not belittle it. Oh, God forbid. You each have a path to tread. The Lord hath appointed that cross. There is the bearing of that cross in life's pathway. What is a cross for one may not be for another. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. Having commenced that work of his grace, oh, he'll lead thee. You may be like an Ephraim, kicking against those restraints, bit and bridle. Oh, see it as it were, one like an unbroken mule paced around that paddock until there is that submission wrought. Friends, is it not so in grace? I say you may be a such, fighting, kicking,
It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks, but grace will prevail. Oh, blessed be God. He will, he'll gain the victory. He's purchased them with his own heart's blood, and he will conquer their hard hearts and bring them, bring them into that place of confession. And there, that softly, the beautiful illustration of Ruth. Nothing untoward in her manner. According to those customs of the day, she came softly, softly unto the threshing floor. Boaz, she thought, would spread his skirt over her. Friends, we see the gospel in it. Such come broken-hearted, contrite sinners. The conquest is Christ. Having purchased them, they gifted unto him by his Holy Father. Having purchased them with his own heart's blood, he will, by his Spirit, conquer that opposition. Consider here. Oh, the wonders of his grace. See the lengths he went that he might gather this people, espouse them unto himself, prepare them, yea, and clothe them, that they might be meet for their father's use. Consider him. Oh, I think of that conquest. Only grace can accomplish it. He shall see, we read, do we not? He shall see of the travail of his soul. Not an hoof shall be left behind. Arise, said he to those disciples, let us go hence, even unto Gethsemane, to Calvary, there to lay down his life. Amidst all the contradiction, amidst all the dangers that abounded, he determined to save. He had set his face as a flint. Surely that sets forth steadfastness of purpose. He would not be turned from his resolve. To save them he must. Friends, it needed much, did it not, with some of us? To bring us into that subjection unto his holy mind and will. Now I may perhaps express it in this way. It needed much to bring us to that place, and I use the word it carefully in the gospel sense, to accept God's way of salvation. That's not to suggest is anything in the flesh. How hast thou learned Christ? How was it, even in the very beginning, as a helpless, I think of those lines, a guilty, weak, and helpless worm, on thy kind arms I fall. Be thou my strength and righteousness, my Jesus and my all. So, in such a way, thou hast learned Christ. Amidst all the contradictions, all that spoken against him, the evil of thine heart, the corruptions of thy nature, there is that good, that good thing toward the God of Israel. And that, by God's grace, it is the effect of that grace. And the sinner is brought into subjection. And now, what is the language of their soul? I say, what is the language of their soul? Lo, glad I go. And thou, blessed man, shalt take me to thee as I am. Nothing but sin I thee can give. Nothing but love shall I receive. Calvary, blessed heart, wondrous grace, matchless grace, Jesus, in the sinner's room, place, and stead. Consider him that endured such contradiction. Yea, of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. What saith the apostle further? Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. Though our outward man perish, though we, on account of these things, feel ready to give up for this cause, considering him, his person, his work, his precious words of promise. Oh, think of John leaning upon his breast. Oh, there the sinner rests, so close, close unto their Lord, amidst the trials and troubles. The wickedness was great in the days of Noah. Come thou and all thine house into the ark. Those saved few, that election of grace, they rode above those waters. They sank not under those floods, but there in that ark shut in, they were preserved when God sent that deluge upon this sin-cursed earth. See, oh, see, wonders of God's grace. Provision in Christ, consider him. Consider him. He bore the iniquity of his people. He suffered for them that they might live. He rose triumphant. Who is this, said the prophet of old, who is this that cometh up out of Edom? From Bozrah, Edom, the very descendants of Esau. Bozrah, the chief country of that land. Who is this? His garments dyed in blood. This is not the suffering Christ. This is the victorious, risen Lord and Saviour of Zion. A mighty conqueror. Oh, he it is that hath overcome those that opposed him. Who hath by those strange ways, we might say, defying reasoning, he hath accomplished the purposes of grace in a sinner's heart, having wrought salvation for them. So he comes as that mighty conqueror, having conquered those, his own arm brought salvation. Behold him, his garments dyed with blood. Yea, oh, dyed with the blood of his enemies. Consider him. Yea, in his sufferings, such contradiction of sinners against himself. Oh, consider him in his victory. The risen Christ, he came forth triumphant, all those powers of evil. Consider him, friends. Oh, I feel lost for words. What can we say? Wonders of his grace. He came and he revealed himself with such tenderness. Oh, such compassion. Firstly to Mary. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? I know that ye seek Jesus. Mary, he said. Rabboni, she replied. Which is to say, Master. Days of sorrow had preceded that glorious resurrection morn. Times of grief, times of bitterness of soul precede those blessings of the gospel, our light affliction. The Lord uses affliction, oh, that we are persuaded. He has done, He continues to do so. We have to acknowledge it's needful. Oh, to preserve us and keep us. We're very low, dependent upon his grace. We hate dependence by nature, do we not? Oh, it causes such agony and anguish in the flesh. But oh, it is that path the Lord hath appointed. Oh, bless that soul. That one that can rest upon the purposes of God. Who can say in all humbleness of spirit, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Let not your heart be troubled. Your light affliction, and it is but for a little moment. Eternity is before us. Yet we are but for a very little while. Bearing affliction, realizing, oh, our nothingness. Christ is made all and in all our light affliction. It is but for a moment. For a small moment, do we express it this morning? For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Weeping endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So he bringeth them in this way unto their desired haven. So he bringeth them. It is his work. His work. David, oh, take him from following his father's sheep. Brought by that invincible hand of grace. Yea, even into the kingdom. And there, oh, placed in God's own time and way upon the throne. We see God's work. Grace afforded. This one, that one, brought from the very quarry of nature. Oh, consider him. The very source of gracious help in Zion. He has wrought. He hath delivered. He doth deliver. And blessed be God, he yet will deliver. Oh, assured we stand, our light affliction. Oh, we may speak so, and somewhat with somewhat boldness now. Oh, may the Lord preserve us as we go down from the pulpit stairs. Preserve us from those assaults of Satan. For close by he stands, ready, oh, ready to remove any little glimmer of hope. But friends, 'tis through much tribulation ye shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And remember, oh, he is a chained foe. Thus far he can go and no further. And at God's appointed time, there shall be that abundant entrance into glory. And there the suffering saints shall reach that haven of eternal rest. A place where sufferings now, then, are no more known. No more sin, no more self, no more of this world. Oh, no more of those temptations of Satan. But Christ opened up mine eyes, said one. Mine eyes shall behold the King in his beauty. When the work of grace is done. I say when the work of grace is done. Partner of my throne, thou shalt be.
Collection last Lord's Day amounted to £695, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, the service to be here in the chapel. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach and also address the Sunday school, and there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9:00. Let us close with hymn 787. Come, poor sinners, come away, in meditation sweet. Let us go to Golgotha and kiss our Saviour's feet. Let us in his wounded side wash till we every whit are clean. That's the fountain opened wide for filthiness and sin. 787.
Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.